Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet 2-4, and this Mishnah also appears in the second Perek of Maseches Chagiga. This is probably the primary place for it, but the topic is also echoed over there. Here our Mishnah is going to discuss two separate points, which are intertwined. The first is which karbanos one is to bring, private karbanos one to bring on Yom Tov, because the pasuk requires that one brings both a shalmei chagiga, a shlamim offering, a peace offering that's for celebrating and eating on Yom Tov. That's the egg. It's the zecher that at the Pesach Seder, that would be your dinner before you eat the Korban Pesach, eat a chagiga. The question is, A, do we bring that on Yom Tov? The answer, of course, is yes, we do. But in addition, the pasuk requires that one, when it comes to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim, that he doesn't show up empty-handed, he brings also with him an Ola. And the Ola is an entirely burned offering that goes to Hashem. The question is, can one bring an Ola, a burnt offering, on Yom Tov? And there, there'll be machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Now, just a bit of the backstory there. So, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai will both agree that certain karbonos certainly have to be brought on Yom Tov, if they're, like, say, the Musaf offering, for example, because they have to be brought b'mo'ado in their proper time. The Torah demands it. Can't push up to the next day, and therefore everyone agrees, since it's got a zaman kavua, a very fixed time, it's sort of now or never, you have to bring them on the day, even though it's Yom Tov. However, since shechting karbonos involves all sorts of malachas, so you can't do that willy-nilly, and therefore, if you're talking about, say, a voluntary offering, if a person just made a neder or an adava, he just volunteered to bring a certain animal to korban, so then he may not bring such an offering on Yom Tov. He has to wait till after Yom Tov, meaning Chol HaMoed, or for the case of Shavuos, you know, afterwards, and then bring it after, because one can't shecht such an animal on Yom Tov, because it violates the lachos of Yom Tov. Now, when it comes to the chagiga, it really has two features. On the one hand, the chagiga does have a quasi-zman kavu. It sort of has a fixed time, because it has to be brought on Yom Tov, although the truth is, not only Yom Tov. There's a seven-day period during which one may bring his Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga, which is, I'll focus just on Shavuos here, it's simple, because it's just one day. So it's Shavuos, and then the 6 days after Shavuos. Even though Yom Tov is over, Shavuos is a one-day holiday in the conception of the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The next 6 days are days of Tashlum and makeup days, and if you didn't bring your offering on Shavuos, you can bring it the next 6 days. So therefore, it is a zman kavua to bring it on Shavuos, let's say on Yom Tov, but it's like a quasi. It's only a semi-kavua because you have an extra days also, a little bit of wiggle. However, in addition, the chagiga is brought in order to be eaten. Both the shalmei chagiga, the chagiga offering, as well as the shalmei simcha. If you bring extra shlamim for the sake of having meat to eat, sacrificial meat to eat during Yom Tov. So that's for the sake of creating food. And the general rule is, of course, as we learn, that you're allowed to do malacha, that's tzarech ochel nefesh. And that's what's going on over here when you're shechting the chagiga or the shalmei simcha. That being the case, Beis Shammai agree with Beis Hillel, you, yes, may bring your chagiga on Yom Tov, because it has those two criteria. First of all, it's a sort of zmano kavua, and second of all, it's for the sake of eating. If a korban, however, would not have both of those criteria, Beis Shammai says it becomes forbidden on Yom Tov. So that means, let's say, for example, you have a voluntary offering, a neder or nadava, even if you plan on eating it on Yom Tov, you cannot bring it as a generic, you know, offering on Yom Tov, because you have to push it out till afterwards, because it's Yom Tov. We won't do malacha for nothing. Only the karbanos brought as shalmei simcha or shalmei chagiga could be brought. On the flip side, they could be brought, I should say, the reason why the shalmei chagiga could be brought is because it's zman kavua, at least partially zman kavua. However, the ola, the Olas Re'iyah, it's also quasi zmano kavua. It's sort of a fixed time, but since it's not for eating, you only burn it, it cannot be brought on Yom Tov. And in fact, that's Beis Shammai Shita, and Beis Shammai actually really has a pasuk that supports that, because the pasuk says, the pasuk that refers to the heter of Ochol Nefesh, of Melechas Ochol Nefesh, so it says, Ach asher ye'achal l'chol nefesh hu levado yaseh lechem. Whatever is for, I'll call it, food, that you may, alone that you may do for yourselves. So the lachem means for yourselves, valola gavoa, the drush is, and not for Hashem. It's not, if it's not for you, if Hashem's food, so to speak, doesn't is not permitted, says Beis Shammai. That's the first of the two issues in the Mishnah. The second of the two issues of the Mishnah revolves around the question of smicha. Now, smicha is the requirement to lay one's hands on a zevach, an animal sacrifice, onto the head of the animal and push down with all his might. And that happens immediately prior to the offering of the animal. Now, there's a question if one may actually do the smicha earlier, like say the day before, or must it be done immediately prior to the shechita? Must the smicha happen tekef the shechita, right immediately prior to the shechting the animal? That's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And actually, the machlokas was the very first machlokas in Klal Yisrael, and it raged for generations, the five generations up Hillel and Shammai, but their teachers also Shmaya Naphtalion, all the way back up to the two, whatever, okay, the old period of the Zugos. Now, if you hold that smicha must happen immediately prior to, I should explain the problem, sorry, I apologize. What's the issue? The issue is the rabbis forbade, midrabanan, they forbade leaning on or sitting on animals on Yom Tov, lest one come to ride an animal and then pluck off like a branch as a switch to prod the animal. So the question is that rabbinic prohibition operative here, which would disallow one from leaning his weight on the animal sacrifice? So if you hold that smicha must happen immediately prior to shechita, so then that means you'll hold that the rabbis never forbade smicha on Yom Tov for a sacrificial animal, and therefore you'll say that you will do smicha on Yom Tov. However, if you hold that smicha could happen, like say the day before, so then you'll hold that the smicha must be done early the day before Yom Tov, because you can't lean on the animal on Yom Tov, and then you'll do the shechita of the animal on Yom Tov without the smicha. Smicha happens before. And as it happens here, Beis Shammai hold that the smicha can be done, and therefore must be done before Yom Tov, whereas Beis Hillel hold no, smicha must happen immediately prior to the shechita, and therefore it may be done on Yom Tov. And therefore the Mishnah says inside, Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai hold mevi'in shlamim, you yes may bring a shlamim, korban shlamim on Yom Tov, whether you're talking about shalmei chagiga, the requisite celebratory chagiga offering, or other shalmei simcha, other korbanos that are shlamim that are going to give you food for your large crowd on Yom Tov. But ve'ein somchin aleihen, but you may not, says Beis Shammai, you may not do smicha on your shlamim, because you can't do smicha on the animal, it has to be done prior to Yom Tov. Avalo olos, and you may not bring olos, holy burned offerings on Yom Tov at all events, meaning we're talking your private olos, even the olos re'iyah, the requisite ola you must bring when you show up for the regel, still that's not on the Yom Tov, but pushed off to the next day. Because like we said before, it's not for eating, and therefore there's no heter to do it, you push off to the next day. But ubeis hil omrim, may vi in shlamim, ba olos, he says yes, you may bring both shlamim, meaning shalmei chagiga and shalmei simcha, and olos, meaning the olos re'iyah. And when you do bring them on Yom Tov, v'som chenalein, you do put your hands and put to smicha, push down on the animal's head. That's permitted, in fact, required. And that will be the halacha. Halacha like Beis Hillel, that we do bring both the shlamim and the olos re'iyah on Yom Tov, and do smicha immediately prior on Yom Tov.